the subject is on this being more caring and loving to ourselves and to each other. Being much more researched now, just how much our brain can change when we have the positive impact. So when we are treated with kindness, when we are supported, when we feel loved, when we feel safe, that our brain literally changes. And even people with so-called aberrant behavior switch around.
The first thing that popped up was the Zen saying, know thyself. And we don't. Just in comparatively the last few years, not many years at all, we've gone a major change in science from saying categorically, for sure, the brain does not change. Science says the brain does not change. Now, it says, we have a thing called brain plasticity. The brain does change. And now there are lots of studies about the brain changing quite dramatically for people under certain circumstances. So just in a comparatively short time, a total switch about what's possible for each of us. Know thyself. If we haven't spent much time looking at things, well, of course I know myself. I'm like this and I'm like that. And No. That's behavior. And that's behavior we've been given, we've developed in response, in reaction to what people have told us. Incidentally, sometimes when I watch a documentary about a difficult child, I feel for that child. That child is a rebel. And I say, yes, it's a pain in the ass for the grown-ups, but this child is trying to be itself. And we don't want people to be themselves. We want people to be the way we want them. And how do we want them? We want them to have a neurosis that fits our neurosis, so we don't get disturbed. So we want people to be the way our neurosis is comfortable with them being. And we don't know ourselves. We don't realize just how much our brain has been formed from, actually, now they're saying in the womb, but let's say since birth, we're told this categorically, this is so. And again, just to repeat it again, the things I was told at school that is categorically so are not anymore. Science is saying, no, it isn't like that. But still we're saying, no, it's like this. Just not getting that, no. And we've seen over and over scientists that have said, no, I've seen it another way. They're ostracized. Their funding's taken away because it doesn't fit. So we're being programmed to fit, and the fit doesn't work. The people that are programming us are not happy. So we're not going to be happy if we're behaving the way they're behaving. We're not going to be happy. In the East, they found a way, in theory, not in practice, because even although they've found a method, it doesn't work for most people. A flash from Buddha quote that says, out of 100,000 people that listen to me, 10,000 hear me. Out of 10,000 that hear me, 1,000 decides to do something. Out of the 1,000 that decides to do something, 100 do something. Out of the 100 that do something, one remembers. And I keep saying the same thing, I know. It's our priorities. Our priorities are about fitting in, surviving, and it doesn't work. You just look at the news, look at the world. It's not working. There are very few people who shine, who are a delight to themselves and each other. And the whole system is backwards. So practical. What do we do? Well, we need to stop. So as you're listening to this now, stop. Look at your life. Take a look at your life. As an observer, as though you're somebody else, have a look at your life. Is it working? Do you have a delight inside? Are you grateful? Do you feel love and caring for not only your fellow human beings, but when you look at a tree, when you look at a cockroach, you've got somewhere when you can love a cockroach. We need to stop and look at our lives, because we're being cruel to ourselves. We're cruel to ourselves. We don't see ourselves. We don't allow ourselves. We don't see just how much we've been damaged by our upbringing. We're not recognizing that the people that have conditioned us are not happy. And they're telling us how to be. That's just not intelligent, is it? If you're going to do or try or experiment with something that somebody's telling you, you need to see if it works for that person. If not, what are they saying? It doesn't work for them, but they're saying it's going to work for you. Now take a look. I know this is a jump, but if you look back to the East, if you look what Buddha says, what Lao Tzu says, what Bankai says, if you look what these people say, you can feel, yes, it works for them. So let's experiment with what they say. Zen says, know thyself. And we don't. We don't know ourselves. We're not aware of ourselves in each moment. We're not aware of our posture. We're not aware of our facial expressions, of the tone of our voice, of what we're saying and how we're saying it. We're so automatic. I know I keep saying the same thing, don't I? Be here now. Listen to yourself. The main thing I want to share is I wish you could feel as much love for yourself as I feel for you. How much I feel for people. And you know, I'm not saying this is an actual fact, but I think I feel more for violent people. I feel more for them because they've just got locked into this cycle. And in one way, science is saying, oh, they were born without this gene, they've got this and that, so they're stuck. No, no, we now have brain plasticity. And what's the greatest force for that change? Being seen, being recognized, being cared for, being loved. People change. Listen, I'm telling you, I know this. I've worked with hundreds of street people. When we first did the groups with street people, nobody would speak. I would say, does anybody have anything to share? Does anybody want to share what's going on with them? Nobody would speak. To get them to speak, I did some breathing exercises that loosed things up. And then people started to speak. And it was one of the most moving times in my life just to hear the suffering of these people. People who'd killed their parents or killed their siblings. And what they were going through with that. And some people who had killed people, but said, and I don't feel anything. I'm not normal. Oh, I'm not normal. So therefore, they conclude they're not worthy of love. Of course, all of us. We're all part of this. And we need to be here, I was going to say, for each other. But for ourselves, we don't care for ourselves. We keep judging ourselves. So when these street people started to talk, I could feel my love and my caring for them. And other people started to feel. They suddenly came out. They were all so isolated. And they started to let the isolation go and see each other and hear each other and feel for each other. And they started to change. Quite dramatically in the end, they started to thaw, to melt, and become warm. And the process was, somebody saw them. Somebody recognized them for being who they are. And they didn't judge them. They said, oh, so this is how you are. Oh, so this is what you're going through. Let's talk about it. And they felt seen. They felt unjudged. They felt accepted. And although they wouldn't recognize it, they felt loved. And that is the power, the energy that dissolves the old and allows the new. But I want to remind you again, it's not just about seeing other people that way, it's about seeing yourself that way. You've got to be alert to catch, oh, right, I just judged myself again. Oh, I just contracted. Oh, I just go, oh yeah, I did it again. And allow yourself to see yourself, to accept yourself the way you are, and not take anything too seriously.